Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm with Dr. Matt Swiss today. He is a chiropractor in both Hampstead and Durham, New Hampshire, also the president of our state association here in New Hampshire for chiropractic. Thank you for being with us.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
So in the first half, we were talking a little bit about TexNeck and the technology's impact on our spinal health, and it really is poor posture and using a handheld device that has your neck in a forward flex position is detrimental to your spinal alignment. It causes subluxations, misalignments, which are what chiropractors deal with. But it also changes over time that shape of your neck curve, which can make you more likely to get arthritis, as well as some conditions like numbness and tingling in your hands, a thoracic outlet syndrome. So what are you seeing in your office currently with people with overuse of texting and whatnot?
Yeah, you know, a long time ago, the biggest thing you would see would be like what we'd consider like the Buffalo hump or the Dowager hump, which was the body's way of adapting to a slouched over posture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we still see that now. The Dowager's hump, it happens as a response to the physical stress that the spine is being put under, meaning it's adapting to what it's being told to do every day. So now the stresses have just changed where instead of it being like a slouched over posture, say working at like a workbench, now it's the head, which normally should be upright looking straight ahead, and it's being bent forward all day. But
mm-hmm.
for a very long period of time that normally was never happening before. And that is structurally changing the spine. Meaning, yeah, if you're 10, 12 years old, it may not be like totally permanent just yet, but it's on the way. And so what we're seeing is spinal changes in response to poor posture, especially the head being flexed forward, at ages that I've never seen before. You know, you used to see the Dowager hump, you know, people started turning 40, 50, it would start, you know, showing up in people's spines. And now, you know, you'll have a 12-year-old kid come in and you take an x-ray of their neck and it's reversed.
Yeah.
And all the discs are being compressed. And you know what's happening to the nerves, even though you can't see them on the x-ray, you know that they're there. And there's no way that that nervous system can function properly, or at least to its, you know, capability with
right.
the spine in that alignment, and eventually something's going to break.
Yeah, there's a medical doctor a couple of years ago now, Dr. Hansaraj, I think his name was, that looked at for every degree of forward flexion or looking down, like as if you were looking down at your phone, the amount of pressure that puts on the disc and on the neck. And they equated that tilting your head forward at 15 degrees places about 27 pounds of force on the neck. But when you tilt your head forward to 30 degrees, it becomes 49 pounds on your neck. And at 45 degrees, it becomes 60 pounds, which is crazy when you think about maybe a toddler sitting on your head when your head's bent forward, like that much additional stress.
Right.
Just from the
right.
position of your head.
And that's unfortunately what people do all day long. And
mm-hmm.
it's so unconscious. And more of it is, when you think about it, totally unnecessary. I mean, the foam, besides the way it's designed that you have to use it, I mean, we could do a whole show on how the electronical stimulation to your brain is addictive. Like, oh, I wonder if someone's emailed me. Oh, what did Joey put on Instagram? I got to see Facebook right now. What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? I wonder if the gym is open. What's my workout today? Well, people just get in this, like, this mental cycle that they're constantly flipping for information that
mm-hmm.
is totally not pertinent to their life at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and probably never. But that's where this long, prolonged use comes in. No one's just checking the weather and putting it down and not looking back for, you know, 3 hours. I've just walked out of class. Boy, I'm going to be on this thing until I walk into the next class.
Right. So as far as the chiropractic angle of this TexNeck conversation, what is your advice to people to help protect their spine from all of this technology?
Right, because we're, unfortunately, I'm not going to have the magic wand and make it all disappear.
Although I do like your idea of let's not be on our phones so much for all of this amount of time because it's ridiculous and bad for our brain. Like, I will back you up on that.
Right. So if your kid is younger and they do, you know, they want some screen time, I try and tell my parents, you know, make them lay on their stomach, put a pillow like under their chest so that, and then have them hold their arms up. So it's almost like they're looking like the old, when you watch TV as a kid, you lay on the floor and put your head up.
Mm-hmm.
At least that induces the normal curve into the neck.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting down, we try and get people to cross, like kind of like prop their leg up and then prop their elbow up on their knee so that the phone can at least be eye level. It's not totally comfortable, but if your arm starts getting tired, it means you've probably been on your phone too long anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not safe to walk in tech, so just I wouldn't do that at all. I mean, there's no ergonomic way to do it. And P, it's just bad for overall safety anyways. And then when you start getting into the workplace, it just even like the computers, you know, I'm a huge proponent of the standing desk.
Yes.
Especially when you can set it to like, you know, the right height. You know, if you have a laptop, if work gave you a laptop and that's what you need to use, I would spend the money and get a monitor, an external monitor, so that you can use it like a CPU and still put it up, because sitting on your couch looking at a laptop like with your legs crossed, it's just as bad as holding an iPhone or an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just make it become like a regular computer and get it so that you can be looking eye level or even with a little inclination up so your monitor's just a little bit above your line of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably some of the best advice I have.
Yeah, I love the standing workstation as well. And they've come down in price, too. They're quite affordable. So even if your boss isn't willing to buy one for you, it probably is worth investing in for yourself.
Yeah. I think they're somewhere between like $300 and $400. And then, of course, they have the Lamborghini models, which are electric and will go up and down. So that if you want to sit for a little while, you can do that. But like the basic ones will do the job and, you know, make it so that you're just not in that awful posture all day long, because the consequences long-term, they can be irreversible, and mm-hmm. they can cause some significant health problems.
Absolutely. And I think that people don't realize that the micro trauma of poor posture, of poor ergonomics, by the time you feel the damage from it, oftentimes it's almost too late.
Yes. Unfortunately, we have people, not all the time, but at least a couple times a month, where I can't even offer them a corrective care plan
mm-hmm.
to fix their spine, because it's just not going to happen. You know, their spine is just like fused together. You know, the discs are gone. And I'm like, you know, the best we're going to be able to do right now is stabilize this
mm-hmm.
and hopefully prevent it from getting worse. But I hate to say, I mean, it does happen. It doesn't happen every day, but it happens more times than I'd want to say.
Absolutely. And you know, that leads us to the comment that it's never too early to have your spine checked by a chiropractor. You definitely don't have to wait until you have pain or a reason. Really, everyone should have a chiropractor as part of their wellness team, checking for subluxations on a regular basis, because life causes subluxations.
Exactly. And you know, it's just, I guess, why I'm so involved in the state society and in the ICA is because, you know, I want to be around when that cultural shift happens, when, like, mm-hmm. it's not do you go to the chiropractor, it's who's your chiropractor.
Absolutely.
And that's when I'll be happy, when we just become so ingrained in the paradigm of health that, right, it's just not an option if you have one. It's, well, who do you go to?
Absolutely. Just like a dentist, we go on a regular basis. We take care of our teeth. There are no dentures for the spine. There is no replacement, so it's best to take care of the one that you were given, and part of that is making sure it's in proper alignment, having your chiropractic checkups, whether you're in pain or not, staying consistent with it makes a huge difference. Now you're located in both Durham and Hampstead. How can
yep.
people find you over that way?
Sure. If you went to SwissFamilyChiro.com, which is SWIES and then Z as in zebra, FamilyChiro.com. We're also on Facebook. That's our website. I'm always updating new information as well as putting it on the Facebook page. And if you want to find a chiropractor that's not near you or near me, but who is part of the society, you know, they can go to NewHampshireStateChiro.com. That's the society's website. We have a membership directory of chiropractors who, you know, view the spine and health the way we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a good resource if they're kind of far out in the woods right now.
Yep. And, you know, I also will throw out there, if you're listening and you're like, gosh, I have a daughter, a son, a mother that's a few states away, the International Chiropractic Association, the ICA, also keeps a directory. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, we do. And if you have, you know, if you have trouble, you know, with it, you know, you can always email the society and I can go on the ICA website for you if you can't, you know, have, if you're having a hard time finding somebody. You know, we go out of our way, you know, at least a couple times a month, trying to find people not only in the United States, but Canada and even worldwide.
That's awesome. What a great resource. So it is important that you find a chiropractor that jives with your healthcare philosophy. And if you've been listening here over the past few years, you know that we believe that the body heals itself and it does that best when there's no interference. So the brain is communicating fully with all of the cells and organs and tissues in the body when it's subluxation free. So having your spine checked by a qualified chiropractor is so important. And again, the state website for a referral?
NewHampshireStateChiro.com. NHStateChiro.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Dr. Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a privilege.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. We're here at Half Hour to Health on Saturday and Sunday mornings here on WEMJ and WTPL with Binny Media. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on Half Hour to Health.